Hey, yeah. You doing okay?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. How about you?
Doing good, boy.
All right. Well, listen, I really, really appreciate you coming on and doing this. I wish, you know, our other interview that we did was so interesting and so many great comments from it. And a lot of the, in fact, Jim Benson.
We'll make this one good, baby.
Yeah. Jim Benson said, and he was right, Jim played at Florida down there about the same time I did, but he said, he's my brother-in-law, but he said, how could you talk to the greatest coach that ever coached and not get a full background on the history and some of the things he's been through? I said, well, you know, that's what most people commented on, and it's true. So anyway, if you don't mind, we're gonna certainly do that and bring back some memories, if you will.
That'd be good. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, try to talk a little bit louder.
Okay. All right. Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yeah, I'm getting old and my ears ain't good as they were.
I'll get him to turn it up just a little bit when he comes back in.
Okay.
You might turn mine up just a little bit. He's having trouble hearing me.
Yeah.
Okay. How about now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be good, buddy.
But going back to your early days at Samford, and I know you had some ties to Alabama at the time, and in that admired what they were doing over there, and all, and like most people in Alabama, probably an Alabama football fan at the same time.
Yeah, see, back when I was growing up in Birmingham, we were only about 50 miles from Tuscaloosa.
Right.
And at that time, Auburn and Alabama did not play each other. In fact, Auburn was known as API.
Yeah.
They weren't known as Auburn, you know.
Yeah.
And so really, most of the people leaned to Alabama. And so I went to high school there in Birmingham. And when I graduated, I wanted to go to the University of Alabama, and I did, but I only stayed one semester. Because back in those days, if you got married, you couldn't have a scholarship. And I got married. So I then transferred up to Samford University, which was Howard College at that time, mm-hmm. where I could get a scholarship and then finish my career there.
Right. Right. And you, of course, went on a number of years later then as a as a coach there. Did you start with any high school coaching?
No. When I graduated from Howard College, which is Samford, they told me if I'd go get my master's degree, they would hire me back as assistant football coach. So I went off and got my master's degree, and they hired me the year after I graduated as an assistant coach. I was there 2 years as an assistant. Then I went to South Georgia College as head football coach and athletic director.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, you know, when we talk about when you, the years you were an assistant coach at Florida State, and Bill Peterson was there.
That's right.
And not many people realize the number of the coaching talent you guys had on that staff. My goodness, you had everybody from Don James who went on to Washington.
We had Don James, who coached at Washington and Kent State.
Right.
We had Vince Gibson, who coached at Kansas State.
Right.
And, and then later on, we had a couple of pro coaches that won Super Bowls.
Yeah, but Parcells and Joe Gibbs.
Job of hiring assistant coaches.
Right. Parcells and Joe Gibbs Dan Henning.
And Gibbs.
All those guys coached there. I think Coach Pete had his approach was he was a big Sid Gilman fan, protege, if you will. And used to go out there to camp.
I remember talking on the phone to Sid Gilman a lot.
Yeah,
and you know, Peterson was one of the first coaches to install the pro passing attack in college.
Yes.
You know, at that time, I think Coach Bridger's out at Baylor, and then one of the brothers out in Oklahoma, not at the University of Oklahoma, one of the schools there used a pro passing attack, and that they kind of started that thing off.
Right, right. And Coach Pete at that time, you know, we have to be honest, that until you got there and turned that program around, Florida State had trouble recruiting people. I mean,
yeah, we were struggling.
Yeah,
we were struggling. You know, we'd been a girls' university up until 1947.
Yeah,
and I was there in 63, and Peterson came in 60 from LSU, and we were just beginning to play Miami, and then of course in 64, I think we played Florida for the first time up in Tallahassee.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And then the schedules began to pick up. I stayed there as assistant for 3 years, and then I went to West Virginia University as assistant coach. Then I became the head coach in 1970. Coached there for six. I was head coach 6 years and came to Florida State.
Right. What a gratuitous move that was for Florida State, and I suppose for you too, in going to Florida State at that time. But I tell you, the Florida State program, not only, and people don't realize this, it's very easy to forget that back when we were talking about in the 60s, it was difficult for Florida State to recruit people, number one.
And when I first came there, in 1976, I would go into a high school, let's say over Pensacola somewhere, and I'd look at the players. I'd tell a coach, "Boy, I'd like to have this kid here and this kid here." He'd say, "Oh, he's going to Florida, or he's going to Alabama."
Yeah.
And he'd say, "You can have this one." I said, "Yeah, but I don't want that one." Those good ones are going to go to Florida, they're going to go to Miami, and they're going to go to Alabama and Auburn.
I hear you. Yeah, it was pretty much if they weren't going to Alabama, Auburn, Georgia, Florida, then you had a chance for them. But otherwise,
there's no doubt about it. And then we began to break the ice around 77. We signed a great football player out of Georgia, Ron Simmons, and he was a player everybody wanted. And what happened is he was raised by one of my former players at South Georgia. That's how we were able to get him. He told me he ought to go to Florida State. And he did, and we got some other good kids about that year. And I think Florida might have been having some problems about that time with some – I don't know if Charlie Pell was there or not. But anyway, they were beginning to have problems. That's when we broke into it.
Well, what you did at Florida State, it goes without even any hesitation. It's just it very seldom would anybody even think about coming close to that.
We were very fortunate.
Yeah. Well, you turned a bad program around too. This is another thing people forget. It's not like you stepped into a school like Alabama where they got all the tradition, or Notre Dame or Ohio State or somewhere like that, and started winning.
I went there, Kay, I didn't go there with the idea of staying. I was coaching at West Virginia University. I'd been there for 6 years. We'd just gone to the Sugar Bowl. We'd just gone to the Peach Bowl, went to the Peach Bowl, and we were having some pretty good years up there. And Florida State called. And I listened to them, but I really wasn't interested. I had four children going to school at West Virginia. I didn't want to leave them.
Yeah.
It was the last month. It was the last minute when Ann and I decided, let's go. We considered it home. We said, let's go home, because we're both raised in Birmingham and coached in South Georgia and coached in Florida. And that was home to us. And so we decided we'll go down there and renew our friends. And then I'm going to end up back at Alabama. Now, I'm in Alabama, Auburn. But I said, somehow I'm going back home, you know. And so, but we got to winning. We got to winning. And dadgum, I didn't want to leave.
I'll tell you, thank God for Florida State people that you made that decision to come and to stay with them.
We were very fortunate. And we had some very good, success playing Auburn, playing Alabama, and playing some of those schools.
Yes, you did.
And we were able to hang it. You know, when I came there, Kay, I don't know if you remember, when I came to Florida State, they already had the schedule for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Now, here's where our schedule was. We had five games with LSU away, no return.
Good.
We had four with Nebraska away, no return. We had two with Ohio State away, no return. We had two with Michigan away, no return. We had three with Arizona State away, no return. We had one with Notre Dame away, no return. You know what? And I didn't think I could survive that. But we won more than we lost, and it really kind of put us on the map.
Well, you probably prospered from it. It's unbelievable the schedule that you had. I remembered that very well. And when you go up there and beat teams that nobody thought you were going to have a chance with, and that really kind of propelled a lot of kids, I think, to say, wait a minute, these guys are playing.
We beat Nebraska 2 out of 4. We beat Ohio State 2 out of 2. We split with Michigan 1-1. We beat Notre Dame. We won 4 out of 5 against LSU and won 3 out of 3 against Arizona State. And it really kind of put us on the map, you know?
Yeah, sure it did. Sure it did. Well, it wouldn't have happened without you being there and running that program. So, but, you know, going back, you mentioned something interesting there, and I'm going to touch on it a minute.
Yeah.
When you mentioned Alabama and you thought you might end up at Alabama.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, I thought when I always felt like you wanted to go to Alabama when Ingram was at Alabama.
Yeah, I did.
I thought
in 1986. In 86, we played in the bowl game in Birmingham, and the coach at Alabama resigned.
Yeah,
and so everybody, the papers and everything, had me going there.
Yeah,
and I think everybody wanted me there except the president. He got Bill Curry, who was a good one, but he wanted somebody a little bit more academic, you know. And he got Bill Curry there. Now, 4 years later, when Bill left, then they offered me the job. But it was too late. I was already 60. I felt like I was too old.
My goodness. Yeah, but when Ingram went there as the athletic director, and I never will forget him saying, and he's a great guy. I really thought the world of him. Coached in a ball game with him years ago. But I never will forget him saying when he went to Alabama, he said, we're going to be hiring the best football coach in America. And I said, well, there's no question who they're hiring. And then he ended up, I guess you couldn't do it or had to turn it down or turned it down. Yeah. And he went out there and to Arizona and got Gene Stallings.
He got a great coach at Stallings. Yeah, he had called. I was in Los Angeles. I was going to Hawaii to coach in the Hawaiian Bowl. Mm-hmm. And I got a long-distance phone call over the loudspeaker at the airport in L.A. And it was Hootie calling and told me I was the guy he wanted. And I thought about it about an hour. And I felt like, no, I better stay where I am.
Well, I'll be. Who knows what could have happened?
I know. Well, you know what was funny is that when they didn't hire me the first time and they took Bill Curry, we spent the next 14 years in top five.
Yeah.
they went through about 3 or 4 coaches. You just don't know how those things are going to work out.
You don't. But I tell you, Bill Curry's a fine guy in a lot of ways, but they made a big mistake there. Curry was not Alabama football coach.
No, he wasn't their type.
No, yeah, he was more.
He's a good, great guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And did a good job, but he never got popular with him. He ended up resigning, and going up to Kentucky. You know.
That's right. That's right.
But he's a wonderful guy, though. Kay, what years did you play at Florida? I went at Florida State. I don't believe, was I?
I was there 62 to 66.
Okay, I was there a couple of years when you were there. Yeah, okay. I remember you when you were. Were you from Pensacola, weren't you?
Yes, Pensacola High. Pensacola.
That's
High
what
School.
I was thinking.
Yeah.
Well, Pensacola always had good players.
Yeah, we had some. We had some great football teams back then.
Y'all really did.
And you know, and then
you have some of your kids go to Tennessee.
Yeah, we had. You know, Coach Goggins brought all that Tennessee crew down and installed the single wing when in 1957.
Yeah.
And then 58 went undefeated, and as you know, they didn't have playoffs back then, but they had that newspaper out of Kansas City that rated high schools, and Pensacola High was rated number one in the country, and it was undefeated again in 59. Yeah. And
well, didn't they have great years?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Gosh,
yeah.
Great years. I remember that.
Yeah, it was good football. And then he used to schedule, we'd play, I tell you what, it's kind of interesting. We'd play the top team from Kentucky. We used to play Louisville, Holy Trinity out of Louisville. We'd play Knoxville Central out of Tennessee. Always played Jesuit out of New Orleans every year.
Gee whiz.
But he'd play all the top teams from other states. And
you know, hey, Kay, I think I went to Woodlawn High School in Birmingham. Didn't y'all play Woodlawn?
Yeah, absolutely.
And Woodlawn was champion. They were champion all through the 40s. And y'all just killed them, I think. I wasn't there at that time, but I remember when they went down there and played Pensacola. I think y'all ate them up.
I played different times, played Woodlawn, and always played Murphy and Viger out of Mobile, and that type of thing. But,
those are big Alabama high schools, too.
Yeah. But anyway, Mike, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you coming on with it. I'm so happy to see that. In fact, I saw where you were going to be honorary. Captain for the Virginia Tech game out there.
That's
going to be a tough ball game.
Coach Beamer, he's going to represent Virginia Tech. I'm going to represent Florida State.
Right.
So we'll be there. We'll be there at that game.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And then too, I was glad to see Mickey Andrews consulting with him out there. Mickey's great guy, great coach.
Coaching experience, as you know, and he can. He can. I think he can really help Taggart with things he sees. He might can hit off of a problem or help him solve some things. I think he'd be a great one for Taggart to bounce stuff off of.
Absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more. I wish we had all day to talk. I got a billion other questions and
well, you bring back great memories, boy. Hey, you get my age. That's all you got is memories.
Well. We thank the world of you, my friend, what you've done. You know, I'm going to tell you one quick one. You might get a talking with Frank Broyles. We were coming back from somewhere down in Louisiana, going back to Fayetteville and on a school plane, and he was talking about. He said, you know, it's amazing how people in Florida and Alabama. He said. People in Alabama hate Auburn. Auburn hates Florida. Florida hates Florida State. Florida State hates Florida. He said, I would give anything for a rivalry like that. And he said, look at what happened to us. Our rivalry used to be Texas, and we get out of the Southwest Conference and go to the SEC. And he said, it's costing me. He was spending, I forget how many millions of dollars a year it was costing him. He felt in donations and with the money they were having to spend to PR firms to try to get a relationship with LSU, which was the nearest SEC school. But he said, it's worth a lot of money to have those rivalries in state. Yeah.
You know, he died too, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
He was always one of my favorites.
Oh, what a great guy. Yeah.
What a great guy.
Yeah. Coach, I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. And
hey, thank you, buddy.
Hopefully we can stay in touch. And good luck to you.
Yeah. You call me. Hey, if I can get my phones working, you're always welcome. I'm always afraid. You might have called me early. I heard it ring, and I picked it up. It didn't work.
Then I said,
maybe they'll call back. And they did. I couldn't tell if that was you or not. But anyway, I'm glad we made the connection.
Well, me too. It's worth a lot, and I appreciate it. Maybe we can talk later during the season if you get a chance.
Call me.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
See you, baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye.